5 minutes past 12 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon, and Eamon Dowling from Topset Lifestyle is with us once again for the Tops Wine of the Week. Welcome, Eamon.
Hi, Dave. Thanks. Great to be here, and so hot outside. Nice and cool in the studios here today.
You see, it's not just the music that's cool, hey? It's the whole vibe.
It's the whole vibe. Now you said it.
And talking of which, in terms of cool, we've got a really cool wine of the week to look at today. It's from the Durbanville Hills. It's the Collector's Reserve Chenin Blanc, if my notes are correct.
That's correct, Dave, yeah. Stunning Chenin. It's different with this hot weather that we're in at the moment, and it's summer, still summer. What a nice way to just to enjoy every day a nice Chenin Blanc.
I didn't know much about Chenin Blanc. Can you give us an overview?
Well, Chenin Blanc was one of the main varietals planted here in South Africa going back 200-300 years ago. And it's still widely grown here in South Africa, especially for the brandy industry, because all our brandies are basically made from Chenin Blanc.
Okay, I didn't know that.
It's quite good that, and some of the farms are, especially out, if you go out into the Western Cape, the Eastern Cape, where it's a lot drier, where they have smaller vineyards given over to Chenin Blanc, where the vines produce smaller bunches of grapes because of it's very dry, so the vines are stressed to produce the grapes to make the wine, so they become quite expensive from that area. But Durbanville Hills now, where we are, just outside where you go, if you actually stand at the farm and look towards, you can see right over onto the west coast, and you can actually see Cape Town International from in the distance.
Oh, wow.
From the top of the farm. And I've been there and met Martin Moore and Gerber and Cobus Gerber, the two winemakers, and Martin was basically the cellar master and the winemaker there as well, but they produced this particular style of Chenin from different vineyards that are facing southwards, so they don't get that much sunshine, they just get enough, and then all the grapes for this are hand-picked, and then it's separated, you get cool fermentation, then it goes into stainless steel, some of it goes into new and old oak, and then some of it goes into amphora, only a percentage of it, but it doesn't When we go to taste it, though, you're not going to, it's in that oak, you're not going to get that oakiness in there. But
so there is a component in oak, but it doesn't necessarily colour it too brown.
Too good, yeah. You're not going to pick that up in it. Slightly maybe on the back of your palate. But Chenin Blanc is a very versatile grape, Dave. It's used in basically everything. They use it in blends as well. Chardonnay, Chenin Blanc, Sauvignon Blanc, Sauvignon Blanc, Chenin Blanc.
Before we taste, I just wanted to get your take on it. Is it a sweet wine?
No, Dave.
Ah.
No. In saying that now, you can make a sweet wine from Chenin Blanc and from Sauvignon Blanc and from Chardonnay. But what you've got to do is you've got to let the grapes go fully ripen and go beyond that till they become basically like raisins.
Okay.
On the vine. So it's basically botrytis affected. So they're basically like rotten, nearly rotten. But that's when the highest concentrate of sugar is in the grapes. And they harvest them very, very late. But they only make very small quantities of it. And it goes into only 375.
Like Muscadel, and that sort of,
yes.
Yeah. Okay.
370, it goes into 375ml bottles. Very small quantities made of it. But they can be quite sweet. And they can also age quite well as well.
So those are the dessert wines. This is a regular
Chenin, typical of Durbanville Hills, but it's the Collector's Reserve range. It's not your normal Durbanville Hills everyday entry level Chenin Blanc.
Ah,
it's totally different to that one.
So this is a little bit more posh.
Yes.
Well, why don't we take a plunge into the decadence of a glass of wine just after 12 o'clock. It's a good time to be tasting.
It is.
While you're pouring, I'll give you the winemaker notes. They say the color is bright clear with olive green edges. And then on the nose, one can expect rich and creamy wine with orange peel, winter melon, yellow citrus, and a hint of flint or flinty notes. The taste is supposedly going to be full concentrated wine with aromas of winter melon, nectarines, and apricot. The wood is well integrated without overshadowing the fruit flavors. So, thank you for the pour, Eamon. Just breathing it in. And
you see the color there, Dave, what they said. That
the color is definitely as described. Right. Bright, clear, with olive green edges. The nose, well,
get a bit of creaminess.
Yeah. Orange peel, winter melon, yellow citrus, and a hint of flinty nuts.
Well, the flinty notes will come from the amphora, that 2% of those Chenin Blancs is in.
And then the taste, a full concentrated wine with aromas of winter melon, nectarines, and apricot. The wood is well integrated without overshadowing the fruit flavors. Now, let's have another.
Very well textured. The fruit is just so layered, Dave, from the tip right to the back of your palate. You get that little bit of oak is there.
It is there
in it, and that little bit of steeliness, flintiness just comes through in the back, and then you've also got...
But it's
got
not unpleasant.
No,
I think
it's not.
That is the... Because often overly oaked or overly flinted can jar.
Can jar at the back, yeah. You can get that... It starts to get your juices going on the sides. The acidity is very well balanced, and it's a 2023, so it's got plenty of time in bottle to settle and to develop a little bit more that oak in there.
Well, it's a sophisticated wine. It's not overly complex, but it's not a quaffable plonk. This is definitely a more considered wine.
Yes, you can have it by itself, or you can have it with what he says there. What you any veg dish? Not veg dishes, pasta dishes.
Yes, so they suggest a mushroom risotto or a creamy white meat, which is what chicken, I suppose.
There creamy chicken dish, yes. And then I had it at the farm, and we just had it with cheese, with mature cheeses.
I think it would go extraordinarily well. Often I hear those that know saying that cheese and wine are actually, they sort of mutually destroy each other.
But depends on what cheese they're. Some people go overboard. They choose the wrong cheeses. And if you choose a creamy cheese, a very creamy cheese, you can, that just layers your palate then. And then when you're tasting the wine then, you're not going to taste the wine because the cheese is there. The cheese is there.
And this would be one of those that would go extraordinarily well with what kind of...
I would go with maybe a mature cheddar, red or white, or an Adamantzer.
So a hard cheese, with a very high fat content. Ah, okay. Well, all I can say is it's delightful. It really, this is a lovely wine. It's a sophisticated and yet not challenging. I think if you enjoy a glass of white wine and you haven't yet discovered the Collector's Reserve Chenin Blanc from Durbanville Hills, I would suggest you go and have a look at Tops and Lifestyle. What sort of price are we looking at?
Dave, it's not badly priced at $159.
Okay.
$159.99, $169 a bottle.
It's well priced for what it is, because this is definitely, it's more, shall we say, more sophisticated than the cheap and cheerful.
The other ones that we don't taste. And every label has got an artist's picture drawing on the side of it, Dave. So you'll see there, nice picture. So they support local artists, and it's their collaboration with the artists to do each label on the Collector's Reserve range. This is just the Chenin Blanc. They do the Sauvignon Blanc. They do a Merlot, and they do a Cabernet in it.
And I see it has a couple of gongs on the bottle indicating...
Michelangelo's.
So it's an award winner.
And it's been in the absolute top 10 Chenin Blancs. as well.
So I think, once again, a hit from Eamon, a Collector's Reserve Chenin Blanc from Durbanville Hills. This is the 2023 varietal, is it?
That's the 2023 vintage we're tasting, Dave, yes.
And so you'll be able to... Are you going to have a tasting of this wine?
At the weekend, yes, definitely.
Regular tasting.
Saturday, Sunday, 12 to 2, as per normal.
Brilliant.
And it's worth to try and get Chenin Blanc back, put it back on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Back on the table. If you look at it and you compare, we're so used to drinking Sauvignon Blancs. Sauvignon Blancs, especially now, you're going to get all the farms are harvesting at the moment. So you're going to get a lot of the first farm that normally comes out with a Sauvignon Blanc will be Dimmersdale with their 2025, which will come just now in the next couple of weeks.
Wow, already.
That's already. And then full of acidity, Dave. It needs to settle, because you're going to get a little bit of bottle shock, but we're not talking about that wine. Dimmersdale, there is other wines there. There's the Durbanville Hills Cape Mist also in the Sauvignon Blanc, which is also excellent.
Oh.
Also excellent Sauvignon Blanc.
Well, maybe we can take a look at that in the very near future when
yes.
we hit the wine of the week once again. And just a reminder, folks, that Tops of Lifestyle has now extended shopping hours during the week.
Yes,
you can shop until you literally are ready for bed.
That's it, yeah. It's getting to that late now in the evenings. So Monday to Friday, we're open 8 to 8. Saturdays and Sundays, unfortunately, is our restricted hours with legislation and the government. So Saturdays, we are 8 to 5, and Sundays, 10 to half past 3. But also, our big store, our Lifestyle Super Spa, is open exactly the same. They are 8 to 8. Well, sorry, no, they're earlier. They are...
Seven to eight
yeah. every day.
But their winery does follow the governmental instructions.
Yeah.
So those wine...
The wines.
The winery hours will remain as is Tops of
as
Lifestyle.
As Tops is. And they won't have this. They won't keep this in the Super Spa, in the winery.
Okay.
It'll be only in the Tops.
Well, there it is. Another wonderful Tops Wine of the Week. And this is going up as a podcast as we speak. And you'll also be able to find out more about it in our newsletter. That is a fortnightly newsletter. Comes to your inbox if you subscribe. Go onto our website, lifeandstyle.co.za or .fm. Find the edit, it's called, and subscribe. And not only will you get the joy of the wine of the week with the gorgeous photographs, etc., but also a whole bunch of other wonderful stuff that you will use. You will use it because it is so well compiled from Cape Town. Eamon, thanks so much. We will catch up in a week's time for another Tops.
Great, Dave. Thanks again.
Wine of the week. And there it is. The music continues.